I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Do you think we're going to hear today?
I don't know. I have officially reached sitting by the phone status.
I know. I don't want to make any appointment where I might have to turn my phone off.
I am getting a pedicure on Thursday, but I can keep my phone on for that.
Good.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Sarah Fain, a TV writer and producer living in Ojai, which is right outside of LA. And with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Liz.
That's me, Liz Craft. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
Today, we have a very special episode. We are going to talk all about holiday gift ideas. That's right. It is not even Halloween, and we are going there.
But Sarah, before we dive in, we want to remind everyone, as we do every week, that you can watch Fantasy Island on Hulu and Fox.com. So if you missed Fantasy Island when it was airing, you can still watch and enjoy.
And if you just want to go back and watch a few of your favorite episodes again, feel free to do that too.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And then, Sarah, we also have an update. You know, we talked about the IATSE negotiations that were happening and that there was a strike authorization vote being taken, and we promised to update everyone on that. So that vote happened. And the strike vote authorization was overwhelmingly yes. 90% of the union voted, which is an insanely high number of people to vote.
Yeah.
And 98% of that vote was yes. So the good news is that sent a strong message, and they are now back at the negotiating table. So hopefully a strike will not happen. That's just the authorization vote where leaders can call a strike if they choose to. And now negotiations are happening. So I am hopeful.
Yes. I mean, you want to talk about solidarity. Talk about
amazing.
Standing together. Okay. And then I have another update, Liz. I'm very excited to share that I was on a podcast called Solo Parent Podcast with Jolie Herman, who we went to high school with. She was—
We sure did.
One year above us. Okay. Yeah. And she's a solo mom, and she has this great podcast. She has a magazine called Solo Parent Magazine. You can find her on Facebook. We'll put all of the links to Jolie's solo parent stuff in our show notes. But it was so fun to be on her podcast and talk to her. I haven't talked to her since high school. So it was just like great to talk about, you know, Violet's my favorite subject. So
yes.
It was fun to talk about her and being a solo mom with Jolie. So definitely check that out.
Well, I'm halfway through listening to the episode, Sarah, and I am enjoying it, even though I feel I know everything about you. I'm still enjoying listening. So everybody check it out.
All right. It is time, Liz, to dive in to our holiday gift list. Now, some people are going to say, why are we doing this now when many of us haven't even picked out a Halloween costume? Violet doesn't know what she's going to be for Halloween yet, so we really need to get on that. So this is why. Because this year, if you're planning to order anything online, you really need to do it in advance. There are two issues. One, the supply chain is all messed up.
Yep.
And we have delivery backups. So if you ever do things in advance, this year is the year to do it.
Yes. And if usually you're the kind of person who's like, oh, I'm going to order everything the last week before Christmas and I'll just get it FedExed and it won't be a problem. Not true, because they're not, I don't think they're going to be guaranteeing package deliveries past a certain date. So, of course, it's always great to shop in person, but if you order a lot online, you've really got to do it now. So we are helping everybody kickstart their holiday shopping, which is fun. Puts me in the holiday spirit, Sarah.
It does. And of course, Liz, this relates to the Hollywood hack that came from you a couple weeks ago.
Yes, because I have been buying Christmas gifts, as I mentioned, when I feel a need to shop. Instead of buying something for myself, I have been buying Christmas gifts or a Christmas gift for myself that I put away for the purpose of Christmas, which I have done. And I'll point out a couple of times I've done that in this list.
Nice.
And then I got you shopping.
Absolutely. I have now been doing my intensive holiday shopping and boxes are starting to arrive. This is the time of year when I'm like, no, Violet, you can't open the boxes. Come to the door. So this is how we have come up with a whole list of great gift ideas that we are very excited about. We have a range of prices. Some are great for people you work with. Some are more personal. Some you may want for yourself.
Yes.
So here we go.
A range. Yes. Okay, Sarah, let us start with the gift that I started with. The first thing I bought this year, I saw these online and immediately bought, I think, five pair, okay, for like every woman in my family. Oh, so aside, if anyone like my mom or my sister is listening to this, please fast forward a couple of minutes in the podcast because I got you these and I don't want it to be ruined. Okay, Sarah, these are smiley face.
Oh, wait, stop. Before you keep going, I want to add, if you are in my family also, please stop listening for a moment because I got some. I was going to say it when you were done, and then I was like, wait, no, I have to say this now.
Yes, okay.
Yes, family members of mine, go forward 5 minutes.
Yes. So these are smiley face slippers, okay? They are called the Happy Home Slippers from Yellow the Label, and they're $38. And they're just these fuzzy white slippers that have a big, adorable smiley face on the top, and they have different colors. So there's yellow, there's a really great blue color, there's lavender. I just think they're so cute, Sarah.
They're so cute. I got the lavender pair, of course, for Violet.
Yes.
And a couple other people got different colors. What's great is you can get different colors for people in your family and everyone will know which slippers are theirs.
Yes. And I also think these are like the kind of gift you could give to a work colleague because they're fun, but it's not overly personal.
Right.
And also you can kind of guess the size. Slippers are very forgiving with sizes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's our first idea that we're very excited about. By the way, we'll link to every single one of these in the show notes, which will be the easiest way probably to find them.
Yes. Okay. And then our next gift idea, Liz, is an annual go-to for you.
Yes. Note to self socks. This is a repeat. We have talked about these before. I am obsessed with note to self socks. I buy them for everybody. They are socks that have a positive message on them. So like it might say across the toe, I am crushing it. And then underneath on the bottom, it'll say awesome or something. Or across the top, I love my life. And then on the bottom, happiness. And what I love about them is they have them for every occasion and every person. Like they have them for teachers. I get them for Jack's teachers because it says, I am an awesome teacher. They have them for moms, for grandparents, sisters. I actually bought a pair. Our friend Corrine's sister is a nurse and I am a great nurse. I bought those for Laura. They have everything. And what I like about them is they also sell gift boxes. So you can buy a gift box of different sizes and pick which socks you want in them. So it makes it just a really nice gift. I think they're $14.99 per pair. And it's a, I think, a female-owned company from Kansas City. So you know I like that.
Very nice. Okay, speaking of another female-owned company, Candace B. Designs. We've talked about these before. I think they were a Hollywood hack. On Etsy has these wonderful mask chains. Now, yes, the pandemic, we hope, is winding down, but I think we're all going to have masks in our lives for a very long time. And having a really lovely mask chain, and again, these are very reasonably priced. They're between $15 and $20. Just makes it seem a little bit nicer to have that mask, and so much easier than, you know, I've put mine around my wrists or something when I don't have a mask chain. And it's just wonderful. I just ordered another one of these about a week ago. And I also wanted to add that on Etsy, they have great mask chains for kids as well. Candace B. doesn't do them for kids, although, frankly, kids would like them. But they have really cute beaded chains, and you can have your kid's name put on a mask chain. Violet's been using mask chains for school, and I mean, it makes it so much easier to keep track of her mask. And these are also a gift that would be great for work colleagues,
yes,
personal and work.
Yes. My favorite one, Sarah, I have one that has my initials on it, like LC, little initial charms. It's silver. And it's just nice. And it really is easier to connect your mask to the chain. And then you can switch it out, obviously. It just clips on and off. So you can then wash your mask.
Yes.
Good stocking stuffer. And that's Candace B. Designs on Etsy. And we will link to that. All right, Sarah, coming up, we are going to talk about mugs and water bottles. You know, we are mug and water bottle people here on Happier in Hollywood.
Our favorite.
But first, this break.
Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
Okay, Sarah, we are back to talk about mugs and water bottles. You and I love our beverages and we love our beverage containers.
So yes, we do.
A few of these. The one I am very excited about this year is the Corksicle coffee mug. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Corksicle, like many of the companies today, has insulated drinkware. So it keeps your coffee hot for a very long time. And these coffee mugs come with a lid as well, which is nice. So I have bought two of these for gifts so far. I got for Gretchen, and Gretchen, close your ears if you're listening, the prismatic coffee mug, which is just very cool, iridescent, because she loves the color wheel. So it's kind of color wheel-ish. And they're $34.95, so that's affordable.
Yes. And then we also have the Yeti Rambler Cup. Okay, so what's cool about these is you can personalize them. I actually know about them because a mom was walking across the parking lot at Violet's school and I saw one with her name on it. And I was like, oh my God, Liz, they have Yeti personalized cups.
Yes.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I'm very excited about these, Sarah. I'm planning to buy one of these for myself for Christmas. And I will say, not all of them are you able to personalize. So you have to make sure you get a color that you can personalize. And what I like is you can either put your name on it or you can put a monogram, or you can also, I believe, put like a company logo. So there's really a lot of flexibility with what you want to do with these. And they're like $30 plus the cost, $5 or $10 to customize. So I think these are going to be big sellers this year. Sarah, I feel like we're doing like Oprah's favorite things list here.
I know.
It's very fun.
I know, it's nice because we are genuinely so enthusiastic about these things. Speaking of something we're super enthusiastic about, we're both completely obsessed with Earthwell drinkware. We love it. I will literally go to their website and just cruise around and look at stuff.
Yes.
But our particular favorites are the 27-ounce Woody water bottle, which is $40, and then the Early Rise tumbler, which is $30. So the Woody water bottle is my favorite water bottle. I take it everywhere. I thought I lost it once, and I, like, had a panic attack. It's just a really great insulating water bottle. It has a really pretty top with actual wood on the top.
And that is what elevates it to gift level. Like, it yes. really feels like a nice gift because of the wood top, and it has some really pretty colors. It is so pleasing, Sarah. I use it all every day.
Yes. And you had the Early Riser tumbler, but then Adam stole it from you.
Yes. Adam adopted the Early Riser tumbler as his own. So yes, I should get one for myself. So those are our favorite drinkware options. And I do think they make great gifts.
Yes.
Several years ago, my sister-in-law, Olivia, gave me a corksicle wine cup. And I absolutely love it. I use it actually for water, but it keeps the water so cold. I just, oh, it's so great. Okay, now, Sarah, for just a whimsical item, which was inspired by the fact that I gave you this as part of your birthday gift this year.
Yes, and you gave it to me as part of my birthday gift because when we were in Puerto Rico, I would come over to your room and almost every single day, I'd be like, Liz, do you have a hairband? Liz, do you have a hairband? I need to put my hair up. Do you have a hairband? And so you were constantly giving me hairbands. So for my birthday, you got me this wonderful jar. And it has on the outside of the jar, it says elastic bands. And it has a lovely, again, wood top, which makes it seem very elevated and gift-like. Mm. And it has 150 hairbands in it. So it's literally like beside my sink. And I use it every single day. It is the best gift ever.
And what I will say about that, Sarah, I got that at Home Goods. I think it was like $12 or $15. I don't know that they always have them, but if you go to a Home Goods and walk around, you will find, if not that, something similar. Like, they just have a lot of great gifts, and hopefully they will have that actual gift, or you could make it. I mean, here's what I'll say. Like, that one's really fun because it's actually on the jar. But you could also, if you have someone at work, for instance, who's always asking for hairbands or looking through their purse for a hairband, you could easily get a mason jar or, you know, get a cute jar, stuff it with hairbands, very affordable, personal, fun gift, put a ribbon around it.
Yes, you could label it with a paint pen.
Yes, absolutely. And they would love that. So, and you could do that with anything. I mean, you could do it with some other item people need.
Well, I have to say, it's one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten.
Oh, I love it. Now, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that has Sarah written all over it. I am buying that right now. Okay, Sarah, now for another big topic of the year.
Yes.
Bags.
Bags. I mean, I feel like between the pandemic and being in Puerto Rico working for 4 months, what we want in a bag has completely evolved.
It sure has.
A lot. So all of the bags that we're going to talk about here are very practical, but still super cute, everyday, awesome bags.
Yes. I mean, what we've realized is we want a bag that's light, not a heavy leather bag. We don't want to spend a ton of money on it. And we want it, there's the small bag, which is important. And then, of course, the bigger bag to hold like your iPad or your computer. So we have both of those kinds of bags here. Sarah, I have to tell you that looking at different bag websites has become my new hobby. Do you remember last year I was absolutely obsessed with buying practical pants for Puerto Rico? I talked about. I am now in that same mode with bags for what I'm hoping is spending time in Puerto Rico this spring.
Yes.
So this is something we have both done some deep diving into.
Yes,
so tell us about the first bag choice.
Okay. The first bag is the Timbuktu, and that's spelled T-I-M-B-U-K number two, custom classic messenger bag. Now, what's super cool about this bag, which comes in several sizes, so you can decide if you want the extra small one all the way up to pretty big, is that you can customize them. So there are three different panels in the front. You can choose what color you want them to be. You can choose what color you want the trim to be. You can have either a pocket inside or no pocket. You can have a water bottle holder inside or no water bottle. Like, you can really make these particular bags suit your needs, which is so cool. And mine hasn't come yet. I ordered it and I'm like holding my breath, waiting to get this bag because I'm so excited. And it was reasonable. It was about, I think the messenger bags are from about $80 to $125, which for a custom bag, that's the, you know, exactly what you want, is pretty great.
So will you post a picture of this when you get it?
You know, I will.
Okay, great. That sounds amazing. Now, also, there are many bags on this website, so I'm just bringing it up and you can look and peruse and choose for yourself. But I had never heard of Bagu bags until we were in Puerto Rico. It's spelled B-A-G-G-U. And they have, again, a variety of sizes and really just adorable bags that are very reasonably priced, but also stylish.
Yes. And they also, I will add, have really great masks, super cute prints for kids and for adults. So if there are some kids in your life who need really cute masks, definitely check out Bagu.
They also have, Sarah, which I keep being on the fence of whether I'm going to buy one or not, cute pouches for laptops. I have one that I've had forever and it works perfectly fine. But if you want to upgrade the pouch that you hold your laptop or your iPad in, they have very cute ones.
Okay. And then, of course, Liz, you have your bandolier. We're recording a podcast and I see your bandolier strap on right now. We are huge fans of bandolier. My bandolier strap actually broke and I'm getting it repaired. Like, when do I ever actually get things repaired? Because I'm just like, I love it and I want it to work and I need my bandolier. I feel completely at sea without it.
Sarah, people may not know. I mean, it's hard to imagine. We talk about them all the time. But just in case you don't know what a bandolier is, it is a it's a phone case with a strap. So you can just carry your phone with you at all times. And once you have it, you can never go back. That's the problem.
Right.
And they make cases. Some of them just hold the phone, but then many of them have a, like a pocket for a credit card. You have one that has all of your, you don't carry a purse anymore. You just have your bandolier.
Right.
So I have to carry insulin, which doesn't fit in any of their, because believe me, I've measured like how big is my insulin versus how big is the pocket on this bandolier. So I have to have a bag. But I use a bag and a bandolier. And yes, I have it on at all times. And it's the best thing for the airport. It's great at all times, but it gives you such a sense of security to just always have your phone. And so there's a range. I mean, there's a million bandoliers, all sporty, fancy, leather, not leather. There's everything. So just go to their website and look at the bandoliers. Now, Sarah, for just like a little bit of a right turn for someone who wants something fancier and a little pricier, I want to recommend, I think it's pronounced Poche, the Poche bag from Claire V. And it's $195. So this is pricier, but it's their version of like a phone bag. So if you want just a little pouch for your phone that's a little bit fancier than a bandolier, it, you know, it's got the Claire V look. I love Claire V. That to me is very pretty.
Yes.
I don't have it myself, but I could see myself getting one.
And then our next bag is from Patagonia. And our production designer, Mina Magruder, in Puerto Rico, had this incredible backpack that we were just beyond covetous of. And we'd follow her around like, where'd you get that exactly? Yeah. And Liz, you have copied Mina's backpack.
I full-on copied Mina's backpack. It is a Patagonia backpack from their Black Hole line. And the Black Hole line is all recycled material. And it's really just a cool material, which I think is why you and I were so drawn to her backpack. It just had this, I don't know, it was like, you just want to touch it.
Yeah. Well, mine is cool. And then she's walking around with that backpack and you're just like, okay, you're like double cool.
Yeah. So I just full on copied her. I got the same color Mina had even. I didn't even get a different color. It's $129. So not cheap, but also for a backpack that you're going to use all of the time, reasonable. And then Sarah, what I realized when buying it, because I am obsessed, you know, with bags now, is they have a whole line of products. So they have all the matching duffel bags of all these various sizes. So I got the smallest size duffel bag matching my backpack. I got it with the intention. I said, when I go visit Sarah in Ojai to work and I'm going to spend the night, this is the bag I'm bringing. So I'll be showing up with that at some point.
Excellent. Okay. And then Liz, the next bag is also a bag that you discovered.
Yes, this is the Away Packable Sling Bag. So it's $45. It is a sling bag that fits into a very small pouch. So it's one of those that you can just put in your suitcase and not pull it out until, you know, if you're away somewhere and you need that bag, you can take it out. And it's, they only have one color. It's sort of like a bright orange. I bought this for myself for Christmas, so I have it, but I haven't actually taken it out because I'm leaving it in the packaging to wrap for myself for Christmas, as I want to do. But it's just, I think it's going to be great for travel. So I'm very excited about this. It's new, I think, from Away.
I will be looking this up immediately because I have not seen these. I may have to get one as well.
You may.
Coming up, we have a couple suggestions for gifts for kids. And Gretchen has some very cool new products that would make fabulous holiday gifts. But first, this break.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. For instance, her first job was as a movie usher, and she would walk around with a flashlight and tell people to get their feet off the seat, and I just love hearing about it. Well, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother or your mom figure's life for years to come. And at the end, you get it all put together in a book. And I know I will be so happy to have that book on the shelf and be able to open it anytime I want and read a wonderful story about my mom.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Hollywood. That's storyworth.com/Hollywood to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, so Sarah, explain this gift, Poppets, for kids.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So Poppets are these wonderful things. They're basically bubble wrap, but made out of silicone so kids can use them over and over and over again. And they come in really fun shapes. Like one will be shaped like a cupcake. Another will be shaped like one of the things from Among Us, which is a game that kids play a lot. So they're just like bubble wrap, basically, but reusable. Mm. And at Violet School, like, the kids will take them and trade each other. Like, I got a cupcake poppet. Oh, I got a unicorn poppet. You know, they love them. And then another great gift for kids. These are expensive, so you may want to wait until your kids' feet are grown. But there are these wonderful Moxie roller skates. They come in incredible colors and they're really durable. You can roller skate outside. They're not just for the roller skating rink. And they make them in Minnesota, which of course I love. There was actually like a photo essay in the New York Times showing how they get made. They're super cool.
I think roller skates are making a big comeback. I was at Bergdorf's and I saw a $2,100 pair of pink roller skates for sale for adults. So
oh my God.
They're back.
Yeah.
And then, Sarah, now this is a pandemic-inspired gift idea. You have sought out the sourdough starter kit.
Yes, this actually, my stepmom got this for me right before the pandemic started. And I was like ahead of the curve by about 15 minutes. The King Arthur Company has a sourdough starter kit that comes with a classic crock. So you can make your sourdough and keep it in the fridge and or on the counter. It's just you have to feed it more if you do that. And it's $39. So if you have somebody who's getting into the hominess, the positive side of the pandemic, it's a great gift. I use mine still today. I love it.
All right, Sarah, you know, I have been trying to get my sister, Gretchen Rubin, to make products for years, not just t-shirts and mugs, which are great, but like actual products. I have just been dying for these, I guess, for myself. And so finally she has products after like 10 years of me begging her. So I want to talk about two of my favorites, which I also think make great gifts. The first one is the Tackle Box, and it's filled with 5 sticky pads to help you stay organized and tackle your daily tasks. And what's fun about it is that they each say something different. And these pads are to make your lists, but they're different lists. So it includes a to-do, a today, a ta-da, and a could-do list for the rebels out there who don't want a to-do list, and then a to-doodle pad to just doodle on and let your creativity flow. This is only $19.99, so very affordable gift. And I love a box of stuff. It's just very satisfying.
Yes. And of course, I'm thinking I could use that in conjunction with my bullet journal.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You could make lists and then stick them in the pages of your bullet journal. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm all over that.
That is you. Okay, I'm buying you that. Don't get that. Woo-hoo, I'm going to buy you that.
Excellent.
And then the other thing I think is super cool is her Memento Keepsake Journal. I'm just going to read the description. It says, made for those who want to collect keepsakes of their memories to look back on, but are overwhelmed by souvenirs or the prospect of scrapbooking. This journal provides safekeeping pockets designed to help you curate the most meaningful mementos tied to your memories, with space on every page to add notes, photos, stickers, or other artifacts to take the guesswork out of your personal storytelling. So basically, it's like you can tape a ticket to Disneyland in it. You can, or a movie, if you went on a first date to a certain movie and you always wanted to, you want to save that movie stub, you could tape it there. You can put pictures and then pockets for things like a report card or whatever. And it's so cool. It's $34.99. And I need this for myself because, you know, Sarah, I'm not good at the cataloging of things. But I do have like drawers full of this kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm excited about it.
I think that is an amazing product, I have to say. Like, I feel like that would fill kind of a gaping hole in my life.
Yes. All right, I'm going to get you that too. This is
awesome.
Your Christmas.
Oh,
I'm getting
God.
You these two things.
Yeah. I love it. Do you remember when I lived in Echo Park? I tried to do this. I just had a notebook and I would tape things in and people would come over and I would have them sign it to try and remember the like fun times. But I couldn't maintain it because it didn't have pockets and it didn't have all of these things to help facilitate. Ooh, I am into this. I'm so excited. I'll report back.
You will like this. Yes, yes.
I will love it. And then, of course, Liz, everybody loves to get books for the holidays or for anything. And we have 2 great books that we have definitely talked about before, but we cannot emphasize enough how cool they are.
Yes.
One is On Writing by Stephen King. It's both of our favorite book about writing.
By far. So if there's any writer in your life, whether they're an experienced writer or just a budding writer, they will love this book because Stephen King talks not only about great writing tips, but also his life, which is beyond fascinating.
And then the second book is The Actor's Life, A Survival Guide by Jenna Fisher, who came on the podcast way back in the beginning. And she's fantastic. And this book is such a great resource for anyone, I think, in a creative field who's starting out, whether they're an actor or a writer or a director, like anyone who is in that phase where you just really don't know if it's going to happen or not and needs encouragement, this book is so perfect for them.
Yes. And what I love about it is that it's encouragement, but it's also very practical.
Yes.
There are actual action items.
We love an action item.
We do.
And that is it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. Again, we will put links to all of these wonderful things in the show notes for this episode. And of course, please send us ideas for great gifts that you have discovered as well. For question or comments about the podcast, you can email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please follow us if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, king of remote recording, and thanks to everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound.
Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13. And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Listen to the other Onward Project podcasts: Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, Do the Thing with Whole 30's Melissa Urban, and Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at S Fain, and Liz is at Liz Craft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. Oh, you guys, Gretchen just walked into her office where I'm recording.
Hey, everybody. Hi. I'm bombing you.
She can't hear you, but she says hi. I'll be there soon.
Okay. Have fun in New York.
From the Onward Project.